So just a few considerations today in this feast of St. Cajetan. We'll be back here in Idaho. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It says in the Gospel today, no man can serve two masters, the Lord speaking during the course of the Sermon on the Mount. Either he will love the one and hate the other, or stand by the one and despise the other. And St. Augustine speaks about the standing by. He says, in fact, what he translated, he says, the standing by the one actually means hold on to the one. When I said that we either love God and hate the devil, love God and hate sin, love truth and hate lies, and so on. But we cannot love the devil. No man loves the devil, says St. Augustine. No man loves the devil, but many hold on to him. They hold on to him. Therefore, it says, stand by the one, is a translation we have. Whereas St. Augustine says, rather it means to hold on. Hold on to the one. He will hold on to the one and despise the other. And why does he hold on to the one? Because the same, remember the sacred scripture tells us that money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. And we hold on to money for what purpose? Because money gives us security. When we have money, we know that we can make it through hard times. We can buy things, we can get things, we can make it through hard times. We hold on to money. And so therefore, St. Augustine says, the devil is the one that many hold on to. No one loves him. No one loves the devil. Therefore, Christ says, either you will love the one and hate the other, or you will stand by or hold on to the one and despise the other. And we hold on to one and despise the other because what is in the mind and what is in the heart of those that do not love God? It is our status, where we stand in society. And we say when we hold on to the devil, he promises us all the kingdoms of the earth. Remember what our Lord in his temptation to our Lord said, if thou fallen down will adore me, I will give you all the ends of the earth. I will give you all these promises. I promise you all the ends of the earth. If only falling down thou wilt adore me. And the Lord said, the Lord God only shalt thou adore, him only shalt thou serve. Begone, Satan. And we have to say, begone, Satan. But where begone, Satan, is what Christ says to Satan when Satan offers him the moon. Part of the preparation for the Antichrist is a materialistic society in which we are. We are in a society in which we have possessions, we have things, we have all the things that we need. We have more things than our ancestors ever had. And now what are they going to do? They're going to say, you're going to lose those things. You're going to lose those things if you don't hold on to the devil. You hold on to the devil and you won't lose your money. Hold on to the devil and you won't lose your things. But if you let go of the devil, then you're going to lose everything. And therefore, St. Augustine says, consider what you hold on to. What are we holding on to? Everything that we hold on to is going to be burnt up on the last day. Everything that we hold on to is going to be left behind when we die. And all the things we hold on to are going to decay and rust, and they're going to be passed on to someone else. And therefore, not only is it sinful to hold on to the devil, and sinful to hold on to his promises, it is also foolishness, because whatever we hold on to, 40 years of reign was promised to Elizabeth, the queen, when she sold her soul to Satan. And those 40 years came to an end 500 years ago. And now she's been in hell for all these 500 years, and she'll remain in hell for all eternity. How much was that 40 years worth? And during those 40 years, she wasn't even happy. She was miserable. Why did she hold on to Satan for only 40 years of reign in this world in England? It was absolutely foolishness. Not only was it evil, it was foolishness. Note what you're holding on to. Every time the devil tries to bring us down, he wants us to hold on to something. Hold on to the approval of a modernist church. Hold on to the approval of the world. Hold on to your bank accounts. Hold on to your house. Hold on to your security in this life. Hold on to all these things. And if you hold on to them, then you will be safe in this world. And what happens to those who do hold on to these things? Note this, says St. Augustine. Whoever holds on to the things of the world despises those who have them not. For either you will love the one and hate the other, you will love God and hate the devil, love truth and hate error, love goodness and hate evil. This is the way it is for those that love God. Or you will hold on to what the devil gives you and despise all other things, and despise those that have them not. The Pharisees and the Sadducees despised Christ, and despised the apostles, despised the Galileans, and that they despised them because they were outcasts of society. They were outcasts of the accepted people in the world, and they were not filled with wealth. They were outcasts of money, outcasts of the society in which they are, and that our Lord has willed that throughout the entire history of the church, from this beginning until the very end, the very first priest who was holy was Abel, and Abel was despised by Cain. And why was he despised by Cain? Because Cain held on to his greatest possessions, his greatest food, his greatest possessions he kept for himself, and he left only what was left over for God. And he was extremely angry that Abel took the best and gave it to God, and therefore he despised Abel. And his despising of Abel led one day to Cain becoming a murderer and killing Abel. And the same is true 4,000 years later, when Caiaphas despised Christ. And why did he despise Christ? Because he held on to his status. He held on to his wealth. He held on to his popularity. And this was beginning to be taken from him because the people went after Christ. And therefore he despised Christ. And he had a great jealousy entered his heart, and he tried to kill Christ. And so we were hold on to one and despise the other. Now what is in the heart? There are two movements of the heart. One movement of the heart is to love or to hate, which go together. And the other is to hold on to and to despise. Holding on is much smaller than love. If you love someone, you hold on to them. But the love is greater. And whereas to hold on to something, you hold on to something because it's a benefit to yourself. Holding on is a small version and an imperfect and wicked version of love. And to despise is not exactly the same as to hate. You despise because you look at all things in relationship to what the world thinks. That's one reason why the TV is so important. And modern dress is so important. And modern styles are so important. Styles of thinking, styles of dressing, styles of acting. Because if you don't follow the modern style, you will be despised. And the world is terrified of being despised. This is the great temptation of the world, the flesh, and the devil, the three temptations. The temptation of the world is we are terrified of being despised. We are terrified of being rejected by our friends and rejected by those that are around us. But if we follow Christ, if we follow the truth, there shall be a being despised. But if we follow God, there shall be love in the heart. And the love in the heart shall translate into hatred. Hatred for the enemies of God in their sinfulness. The hatred for error and lies, but not a despising. When we hate that which is evil, what happens if the evil turns good? If it repents, then the hatred immediately turns to love. However, despising doesn't work like that. If you despise someone because of their status or because of where they are in relationship to you, if they change, you continue to despise them. The despising never goes away. The despising doesn't go away. Whereas a hatred can be taken away if love takes its place. Either we love the one and hate the other, or we stand by the one, or as St. Augustine says, more correctly translated, hold on to the one and despise the other. So in any case, it's hold on to Christ, hold on to the truth, hold on to the divine love, and not hold on to the satanic things, and make sure that we love God, love the truth, love the divine things, and then this makes it able for us to hold on to them because they are in our blood. Whereas the devil has us hold on to things that we know we're going to have to let go of. Everything that Queen Elizabeth held on to, she let go of. She had to lose at her death, but she remained attached to Satan. When she went into the kingdom of hell, she had to be the slave of Satan, remains the slave of Satan until the ending of times. So in any case, it's love the one and hate the other, or just hold on to the one and despise the other. And that those who do not follow Christ hold on to whatever little trinkets, whatever little false promises the devil offers. And when the Antichrist comes, he is going to say, do you want to hold on to food? Do you want to hold on to your house? Do you want to hold on to physical life? Then you have to receive the mark of the beast. And if you receive the mark of the beast, you can hold on to these things. And unless you hold on to the devil, you will not be able to hold on to these things. And the majority of souls will say, I'd rather hold on than love. I'd rather hold on. And so they will give up the love of God and replace it with the holding on to the Satan. And that the preparation for this is a materialistic society, excessive attachment to our material things. So that when the time comes, the devil gives his test. Do you want to hold on to your cell phone? Do you want to hold on to your house? Do you want to hold on to your bank account? Do you want to hold on to these things that were given to you? Well, then you must hold on to Satan. And unless you do, they shall be taken from you. That is why later on in the gospel today it says, we will love the one or hate the other, stand by or hold on to the one or despise the other. And then later on, a few verses later in the gospel we didn't read, but later on in a few verses later, our Lord says, why do you worry about what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall put on? Heavenly Father watches over the lilies of the field, who neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. He will also watch over you. Are not you of much more value than they? Therefore, do not be solicitous about these things. The devil wants us to be solicitous about these things, so that through this solicitude about material things, he will use it as the hook to pull us out of the kingdom of God and into the kingdom of Satan. And so therefore, let's make sure we do charity towards the poor, do works of charity and acts of charity, and follow our holy faith faithfully, usque ad mortem, all the way until death, and grant that we may love God and hate the devil and not fall into the trap of holding on too much to the things of this world. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.